blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Patient. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this week. We are still on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Last week, we spoke about peace as the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is apparently clear that none of us can possess or bear any of the fruit without the Holy Spirit. Our sinful soul cannot bear this fruit without being reborn and redeemed. We depend on the Lord Jesus Christ in all our Christian journey. Patience is the fourth fruit mentioned after love, joy, and peace. This week, we are going to discuss patience as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What is patience? You may ask yourself. Patience is one of the characters of God that He is asking us to have. Can you imagine for a second, if God had not been patient with us, what would have happened? Despite all our disobedience, our wickedness, our sinful nature, and lack of love to others, God is very patient with us. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 nailed it when he wrote, quote, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance," unquote. So you see, the silence of God is not the indifference of God. God is very kind and patient with all of us. How do we develop this patience? How can we cultivate patience in relationship with our loved one? Patience is waiting with grace, and it is what enables us to live in this fast and demanding world, and we still have joy, love, peace, and all other fruit of the Spirit. God expects us to wait patiently for His promises. As Christians, we have to be patient. Trust God, endure strength, and wait on God and His perfect timing. Patience is the Holy Spirit fruit that makes us follow God's plan and timetable instead of our own. It makes us wait for the Lord patiently, knowing that He will fulfill all His promises in His own time. Isaiah 40, verse 31 said, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Most of us are not naturally patient. The Holy Spirit make us change our impatient to patient. But the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. As a child of God, we must have patience with others when they offend us, just as God has patience for all our iniquities. We will have been consumed by now if God had not. But God's patience in our life is evidently clear. So patience is what we need. When someone has deeply wronged us, or when we or someone we love is suffering under an injustice, maybe our spouse has made what we think a poor decision, or we see our adult child going in the wrong direction. Patience is the key to faithful obedience, living out a peace-filled surrender to God's way and will. A patient heart helps us be satisfied with God as our only God. It becomes in us always and forever. A patient heart helps us worship God as He has asked us to worship, without crowding or troubling our heart with our desires. A patient heart remembers whose holy name we take and helps us bear a family resemblance to our Lord Jesus Christ. Patience helps us step out of our demanding schedules so that we develop a God-centered schedule. Patience helps us offer gratitude and respect to our less than perfect neighbor. A patient believer is a life giver, not a life drainer. A patient heart is fortified against sexual temptation and marital mayhem. Patient turned grasping holder into a generous giver because a greater reward awaits us. A patient heart helps us be truth tellers because we know that when God's purpose are all fulfilled and all wrongs finally righted, God will bear a true witness about His servant. A patient heart can tell God, when I have You, I need nothing else. Patience is loving God through a centered heart, through a contented heart. Patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that make us wait faithfully for the coming of the Lord. Finally, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 7 to 8, said, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmers wait for their precious fruit of the earth, when patient about it until it received the early and the late rain. You also be patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. May the Lord, our God, give us peace, hope, understanding, peace, and patience to glorify His holy name in all our daily activities. Amen. Next week, if God allows us, we will continue this series on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening to this message. May the Lord bless you and favor you. May the joy, peace, and salvation of Jesus Christ be with you and your family. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Share this message if you are blessed. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. See you next week.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.